This book has been kindly donated to RNIB free of charge by HarperCollins. We're very grateful for this generosity, which enables us to make more high-quality unabridged audiobooks available to blind and partially sighted people. This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB, Register Charity Number 226227.
The Listerdale Mystery by Agatha Christie, read by Hugh Fraser. Mrs. St. Vincent was adding up figures. Once or twice she sighed, and her hand stole to her aching forehead. She had always disliked arithmetic. It was unfortunate that nowadays her life should seem to be composed entirely of one particular kind of sum, the ceaseless adding together of small necessary items of expenditure, making a total that never failed to surprise and alarm her. Surely it couldn't come to that. She went back over the figures. She had made a trifling error in the pens, but otherwise the figures were correct. Mrs. St. Vincent sighed again. Her headache by now was very bad indeed. She looked up as the door opened, and her daughter Barbara came into the room. Barbara St. Vincent was a very pretty girl. She had her mother's delicate features and the same proud turn of the head, but her eyes were dark instead of blue, and she had a different mouth, a sulky red mouth, not without attraction. "Oh, mother," she cried, "still juggling with those horrid old accounts? Throw them all into the fire." "We must know where we are," said Mrs. St. Vincent uncertainly. The girl shrugged her shoulders.